Snapchat will stop promoting President Trump's posts. By Alam Bokhari on June 3, 2020. Snapchat, a social media platform particularly popular with young people, says it will stop promoting President Donald Trump's account on its Discover feature, saying the president incites racial violence and injustice in a statement on Wednesday morning. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale replied, "If you're a conservative, they do not want to hear from you, they do not want you to vote. They view you as a deplorable and they do not want you to exist on their platform. We will not amplify voices who incite racial violence and injustice by giving them free promotion on Discover," said a Snapchat spokesperson in a statement. "Racial violence and injustice have no place in our society and we stand together with all who seek peace, love, equality, and justice in America." According to The Hollywood Reporter, the company pointed to Trump's tweets about the vicious dogs and ominous weapons guarding the White House from violent D.C. rioters over the weekend. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale condemned Snapchat's politically motivated decision. In a statement, Parscale said, "Snapchat is trying to rig the 2020 election, illegally using their corporate funding to promote Joe Biden and suppress President Trump. Radical Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel would rather promote extreme left riot videos and encourage their users to destroy America than share the positive words of unity, justice, and law and order from our president. Snapchat hates that so many of their users watch the president's content and so they are actively engaging in voter suppression. If you're a conservative, they do not want to hear from you, they do not want you to vote. They view you as a deplorable and they do not want you to exist on their platform." While Snapchat is happy to blame President Trump, who is working to restore order, for the ongoing violence, it has not said anything about support for the domestic terrorist Antifa movement on its platform. Antifa members have been identified by the Justice Department and the Attorney General as the chief instigators behind much of the weekend's violence. This comes as other tech companies have threatened or taken action against the president. On Friday, one of President Trump's tweets about the Minneapolis riots was censored by Twitter. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, meanwhile, has told employees of the social network that he may change the company's policy on censoring world leaders in response to the riots, amid pressure from far-left employees and liberal advocacy groups to censor the president. "Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.